Each year, thousands of children are reported missing in the United States, but many parents don't have an up-to-date picture of their child, and they don't know their child's height, weight, or eye color. Actress Jamie Lee Curtis was on Capitol Hill yesterday to draw attention to the issue of missing children. She's helping the Ford Motor Company and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children to promote a new child ID program. Curtis says the number of missing child cases annually is staggering.
The FBI has reported that 750,000 children a year are reported missing. Now that, for a parent of two, it sends chills down my spine every time I say the number. 2,100 children a day are reported missing in the United States. That's 750,000 sets of parents who go through the anxiety, the fear, the complete panic of not knowing where their children are.
Are most taken by strangers?
I think that the specifics are that there are a large majority taken by people who are known to them, either family members, obviously parents, and obviously, unfortunately, many, many, many of them are taken by strangers. In fact, the woman I work with shared with me a story that when she was 10 years old, she was dragged into a car and she somehow got out of the car. Half her body was in the car, half her body was still out of the car. And she got out and ran and never told anyone, never told her school, never told her family. And I said, why do you think it was that you didn't say anything? She said, I think it was because I was scared that they would think that I did something wrong.
Most parents talk to their children about this, don't they?
I don't know if you're a parent, if you've ever been a parent. There are these unmentionable things that you have to mention in your life as a parent. I live in earthquake country. I live in Los Angeles. And I have to talk about the possibility of a huge earthquake hitting. The idea of a missing child and the prevention are important things to talk about with your family. And Ford Motor Company is sponsoring this program, the Commitment to Kids program, which is that if you bring your child into a designated Blue Oval certified Ford dealership and have them photographed and fingerprinted by law enforcement personnel who are there at the dealerships, because if you ask any law enforcement personnel, the first thing they want is a photograph and a set of fingerprints. Now, prior to this program, I did not have that. I have earthquake kits under my, you know, in every room in my house, in every car. I have bottled water in every cabin. I mean, I am as compulsive a prepared parent. But I did not have a official headshot of my children and fingerprints for each of my children.
So you get this done. Do you keep it yourself or does it go to some central file?
It's a passport, if you will. It's what they call a kid care ID kit. And it looks like a passport. And it's a photograph of your child taken there at the dealership, a set of fingerprints, and then places for you to update the pictures every 2 years. And you keep it with all of the other things that you hold dear, your passport, your you know, social security number, your deed of your house, children's birth certificates.
Well, your children, like you, or progeny of celebrities. This must have been a big concern for your parents.
I don't think it was. I actually don't think it was. At that point, show business demanded that celebrities and their offspring are public forum, that they are public property, that you open up your house, you take pictures in your house, absolutely without any thought of their safety or privacy. The right of privacy. You know, when my parents were movie stars, there was no right of privacy. In my world, in my generation of actors, there is a very clear line between my private life and my public life. And I can choose how much to involve my family in my public life.
Why did you pick this?
It's a very good question. I'm a child advocate. I have found that as my life has proceeded, you know, all of the other things that I did as an actress were never me. And I started writing children's books 10 years ago. I now have a bigger career as a children's book author than I do as an actor. My whole focus of my life has changed. And this seemed to be a very easy fit for me to go around the country and talk about. And ultimately, I think that I was the perfect person to partner with on this. You know, they wanted to have somebody who would go out and people would listen to.
Actress Jamie Lee Curtis representing Commitment to Kids, a child ID program sponsored by Ford and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.